Welcome to another Car Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, I think congratulations is in order, Sean. We made it together to our 100th show. Well done, son.
I'll shake hands. Pat on the back.
Yeah.
We'll talk ourselves up. 100 shows. Who would have thought?
Oh, well, I remember when we started, I was thinking if we're lucky, we might get to 20 or 30.
I remember that you sort of contacted me out of the blue. We hadn't spoken for a little while.
No, at least a week or two.
I think I went on your show down at Salisbury.
Yeah, yeah.
We had this discussion about forming this duo.
Yeah.
And having a podcast, which I've thoroughly enjoyed. I don't think I've got any better at it, but I have enjoyed it.
Look, you only...
It's good just to talk a bit of rubbish, isn't it?
Well, and some of the people we've had on... You got some stats from the 100 shows.
I was just going, we've had 38 different guests on our 100 shows. So one of the things we wanted to do was try and talk to people from the local area and around the place. We've had a few people on. We've had like John and Nathan, and we talked about footy not recently. We've had them on twice.
One Crows and one Powers.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Mitch Deering, he's been on our show twice, and he loves that. Sonny Morey. It's just fabulous. And so why wouldn't you get him back?
Sonny Moore is one of my favourites.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He was, again, you know, to grow up knowing who he was and knowing what he'd done, but to actually get to meet him and chat to him was a real highlight.
And I believe one of them was on his golf game, of all things.
I know. So I was thinking football, but obviously he loves his golf, and that's what he does now.
Three holes in one?
Well, that is special.
Yeah.
Because I don't think... be lucky to get it on the fairway.
Mate, if I can get it to 100 yards in one shot, I'll be happy.
Well, two sports I just can't get my head around, but I just can't do well, probably more than two, but two that stand out for me, tennis and golf, and they both include hitting a ball.
Well, golf is one of mine. The other would obviously be hammer throwing.
Yes, I've seen you do it. But maybe tuna tossing would be more your stuff.
Or maybe tossing the kyber. Who knows? Who knows until you try? And when you're talking about throwing things, one of my favourite shows we did was early in the piece where we did the throwing events where you threw the octopus and you threw the dingo trap and you threw the tuna. That was good fun, wasn't it?
Well, they're just silly little things you do along the way, isn't it? And they were fun at the time, and you wouldn't think that being involved in certain sports would, but I guess... throwing hammer is crazy enough as it is, so why not do some other weird and wonderful throwing events?
And another early one that we did was Who's On First. That was a little bit of fun. Abbott and Costello
went on. That was comedy yeah. Goal, wasn't it?
Well, I think you and I...
I took a bit of convincing on that, didn't I?
You did, but we only had to... Well, we had three read-throughs to get that one.
We had, and that was, we got interrupted a few times.
Yeah.
There was a bit of work going on in the roof over at Starplex, so.
Yeah.
But no, that was good fun, and again, you don't want to take yourself too seriously, do you? But that was, again, growing up as a kid, you see that skit on TV, and I hadn't seen it for a long time, but it is, it's brilliant. The riders, that was brilliant riding. I mean, I don't think we did any justice, but still.
Ah, yeah, but we gave it a go.
Yeah, we had a crack.
Yeah, but the thing I like about Who's On First is, look, I would have listened to that 100 times over the years, and I still laugh at it now.
I know. I hadn't listened to it, but when we sort of decided to do it, and I was reading through it, it is just hilarious, and it's brilliant. I love it.
I've seen other sort of comedy duos try to do other things along a similar line, but none of them seem to be, they don't date well, like Who's On First.
Yeah, that one certainly stands the test of time. And another one that I really enjoyed, and more probably now because of where he's got, but we gave Jackson Hatley his first big break.
Oh, absolutely. Where would that poor kid been if it wasn't for us?
Well, you just don't know. I mean, and I've seen him now talk on, like, big media, and he's polished.
Hang on, what do you mean big media? Well, what are we?
Oh, sorry, well, we're 100 shows, big podcast with a massive listening audience. So, but, you know, he got to practice and polish himself with some nice guys like us. We could lead him into it and give him his first interview. And that led to great things. And now, obviously, he's drafted and playing for GWS.
Yeah, he's played AFL. So, yeah. And he had a good season with Central District as well before he went over there. So, you know, he's
just a wonderful person. He's a good person, isn't he? A quality person. And so it was great that we could speak to him at that time prior to all his success. And we know that he's going to have many more years of success.
Now,
did you get an invite to the grand final, though? Did Jackson invite you to the grand final?
No.
No, me either. We have to. So, obviously, we didn't. He made a big impression on us, but we might not have made a big impression on him.
Well, I suppose we gave him his start, but he forgot us. But never mind.
Well, it happens, doesn't it?
It happens. It happens.
You forget the little blokes.
Now, look, we've done 100 shows. I've got to ask you, what is your top five? I mean, I'm sure your top five and my top five will be similar. What's your number one?
Well, I'm going to say, I think Sonny Morey. I really enjoyed meeting Sonny and talking to him, and not just so much on the show, because we chatted afterwards, and you know, he's I've got him to come back and talk to the kids at school, and I just, as a person, he is a wonderful person and a great ambassador for Indigenous people and footballers, and again, it was just such a pleasure to meet him and talk to him and find out about his golf, but also about his early days in football. Because even though you think you know a bit, obviously to find out more was, I really enjoyed that show.
Well, as you probably,
two shows, actually.
Yeah, two shows. As you're probably aware, I'm working on a project on Sonny's biography with Robin Mulholland, and I've interviewed the man 30, 40 times. I've been up to Alice with him, so I get it sort of all the time. So I'm fortunate to be able to talk to this man multiple times, and he never gets old.
No. I mean, he is getting old.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about talking to him. But
and funny, I found something on the weekend, actually, a bottle.
Yeah.
Old bottle of wine celebrating his 200th game. Picture of Sonny on the front.
You're joking.
I did. I found it at a little op shop up in New Radler. I walked in and I thought, wow, this has got to be, actually, this meant to be for me to buy.
As a gift for me?
As a gift for the club, Central District's club historian, because you were in my mind straight away, which was a scary thought.
And hopefully you picked up the Tony Casserly one as well.
I did.
Good
they
man.
Were a pack, they were... Someone has opened that one
now. Now, my favourite would have to be the Andrew Lloyd interview. I have never forgotten that comeback to win that 5,000 gold medal in the Commonwealth Games in 1990, and you competed in those games as well, but to have him on our show and interview him, and also we managed to get some footage of that last part of the race to go on that show, to me, I've never forgotten that show. That would be my number one, only a little bit ahead of Kurt Wedberg, the guy that climbed Everest three times. They would be my two standouts.
They were, and yeah, I was there that day when Lloydie ran that race, and so that was wonderful memories to bring back. And his story, which we talked about in the time, was he had a very, very difficult time, and he's such a resilient person. So that was knowing his story and knowing the result was a great interview. I know you were keen to get him, so I was so pleased that he did agree to talk to us. And Kurt was fabulous. I mean, where did you meet Kurt? Like.
Well, we met him at the Matterhorn viewing platform. We went up there and we went into the shop and he was there and I heard the American twang, him and this other guy, and we started talking baseball. And then he just told us he was sort of climbing up the Matterhorn, and he told us about Everest, and it just blew me away.
And when I started doing a little bit of research on him, the things that he has done, he's climbed the seven major mountains on the seven continents and done Mount Everest three times.
Yeah.
And he was just such a great person, such a down-to-earth guy to talk to. And some of the stories he's talked about being up on Mount Everest were it's just mind-blowing. And the way he described it, like you'd actually almost really feel it and see it. It
made me want to put my coat on.
It didn't make me want to climb because I don't like heights.
You know, that, without a doubt, those two were sensational. On a personal one, the Don Bradman Babe Ruth one.
See, I had that on my list. Now, that surprises me because I know I give you a hard time about baseball, but I do really appreciate your knowledge on the history of baseball. And I didn't know there was a big connection between Don Bradman and the Babe, and so Babe Ruth. And so the information that you had I really enjoyed that interview.
Yeah, it was special. We've had some
podcasts because it wasn't really. We weren't interviewing. We were just talking amongst ourselves. I guess I was sort of asking you questions.
Yeah, but
you had all the answers.
Well, you better believe it. And obviously, I like little shows we did on role models and superstitions and those types of shows. They pique my interest because they're subject matters that you don't really hear a lot about.
No, well, there are things that sort of jump up every now and then when you're sort of watching different shows, someone you might hear about someone's superstition and so on. But also just talking to different people, like when we went and spoke to the roller derby girls down at Hawler, and that was just, that was a fun night. You know, though, it was, again, like I found, you know, we've talked to softballers, footballers, ice hockey players, basketballers, Britt Perry, like with her cricket and football. And it's just been nice to talk to local people doing something a little bit different.
Yes.
And so it's nice to get a little bit, where they can get a little bit of exposure. And, I mean, it's not like we're a massive show at all, but it's certainly been fun meeting those people and chatting to them.
Yeah, and you touched on Nicola Biaggi from Central. Yeah,
well, that was, because, again, that was like the just before the first women's game for Central. So that was, you know, that was a good historical moment.
And look, from another personal point of view, you know, the couple of times recently I went overseas and I came back, and the experience of seeing Major League Baseball in Chicago, Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, Boston, and Yankee Stadium last year, and then this year going to see the Yankees and Red Sox in London. I mean, they were special memories, and to be able to talk about them on this show with you and share those memories, they're special moments for me as well.
Well, it is, isn't it? It gives us a little platform to indulge in our own things that we do. And, like, I mean, I talked about going on the Birdsville track on my motorbike and doing different things like that. So, again, there may not be things that other people are interested in, but there's certainly things that we have done and experienced, and it's nice for us to be able to talk about it and maybe share with a few people.
Well, I think we've definitely had variety on the show. We've tried to cover every spot. I mean, recently we had indoor bowls, and you know, it's just sort of mind-blowing how many different sports are out there.
It is, and we, you know, like, think about, obviously, we pushed basketball a little bit because of my involvement in baseball, with your involvement and so on, but, like, getting Ricky Simpson on the show, like, that was a great interview back, that was one of our earliest ones.
Yeah,
that was
like, the second one. Yeah.
And Ricky, I think, got his whole family to like that, because that's one of our most liked shows. I think he might have, I don't know if you can press the button more than once.
No, I think you can only do it once, but I think with Ricky's extensive family, he's
a well-known man, like, yeah. He's and well-loved man as well.
Yeah, but it's just been an incredible first 100 shows, mate, and I'm looking forward to the next 100.
Are we going
to
do it? I thought we were stopping now.
No, no.
Was that the deal, 100 and stop?
No, no. The deal was we'll do 100 as the Carl and Lade Sports Show.
And then we'll go to Lade's and Carl, so we'll swap around.
Well, I suppose, what a note to finish on. 100, congratulations.
Well done. I've loved doing fun.
It. Yeah, and all the best until our next show, which will be 101, although I did notice they missed one of the numbers, and this will come up as number 101.
But it's really 100.
It's really 100, yeah.
So they've given us an extra one that we didn't deserve.
Well,
so we know this is our 100. That's all that we know. This is show 100.
And on that note, so ends 100th episode of the Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
Sean Carlin.